the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He's the only one.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida here in Danger Studios, joined by Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, everyone.
And Ethan Moore, who's sporting a jacket. Like,
he looks good.
You look like a James Bond villain.
Hey, Dougie, I'm just here to promote my new memoir, How I Quit Heroin Using Stand-Up Comedy.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. No, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. And I had a lot of today. I got a crown put in.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
You are the king.
Yeah, I am. not in the teeth. I'm actually gonna have a. It's on under this hat. I'm gonna permanent crown. I got a crown and I got a massage and a chiropractic adjustment. All done already.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just working on yourself. Working on Dougie.
Yeah, it's all about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very Eastern.
Right.
Meets Western. Uh huh.
Yeah. Think about it. Like, you know,
the feng shui of your actual corporal body.
Yeah. And I mentioned my new dentist. So the guy did this work. He did the crown, put it in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what a nice guy with that needle, you know, numbing everything up. You know, they do the pre-numbing thing. You
Doctor
know, they stick,
feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just gets up in there. He's got the, you know, the big swab with the cherry-flavored Novocaine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just sticks it in there. And then I'm like, I shared the story about the one time somebody hit the bone or something, and I almost ripped the armchair off the fucking dentist chair. One time,
he's
like, "God damn!" And he explained, "Yeah, that's probably because they hit your bone."
Whoops,
gotta hit.
That's not good.
You know, they used to use cocaine. Now
right,
they use Novocaine. Yeah. It's lidocaine.
They give you a lighter and a credit card.
Right.
stepbrother of the canes.
While you're waiting,
yeah,
we got a few lines out there on the waiting room at the coffee table.
Imagine that, like back in the day, before they figure out, they're like, "Well, it seems to numb the teeth, but also,
yeah."
Everyone just keeps talking about like great music from the 70s. It's weird. Like,
everybody needs to highlight.
It's hard to work in their mouth. They won't shut up.
Yeah.
That was the drawback. All right, let's put it in powder form. Or wait, it is. Let's put it in some sort of liquid form and inject it in the gum line. I love it. And, you know, and again, I'm happy because got all that nothing, you know, and they did a good job. And, you know, last time a shitty dentist took care of my crown, they kept now bite down again. Fuck it, bite down again. Did you look at it with a fucking X-ray machine?
Now spit.
But these doctors over here, these dentists, they have like they put this like 3D camera in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they're like, you know, and they're taking images. Next thing you know, my tooth and my whole gaping area is there in the middle of a screen. I'm right by it. Like, and he's messing around.
They're 3D printing you a whole new tooth.
Exactly.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm like in a hurry because I had to get to the massage.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, what's taking so long? So, well, the tooth is about 9 million degrees. We got to wait for it to cool down.
Oh, wow.
So that's an interesting process.
Yeah, we can't put it in yet.
No, I'm in a hurry.
Just put it
in. Talk about a permanent tooth.
Oh, fuck, Novocaine's wearing off.
You just drop it in a tumbler with some ice? Come on.
Yeah.
It'd probably explode.
Exactly. but happy with that. Happy with my new dentist.
Okay.
Happy. And you know, because there's certain things you don't want to be cheap on, right?
Like, no.
You know what I mean?
Although the last time I had dental work done, I actually got it all for free.
Really?
From a guy who said, "I really love your stand-up comedy."
No.
A totally true story.
Come on.
Guy loved my stand-up comedy so much he did all my like front veneers for free.
Yeah.
He didn't make me pay anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. You had to have sex
Not
with him.
Not monetarily anyway.
It's a true story. No.
Yeah.
He was like, "Hey man,
let me see your teeth you got done."
Well, this is 2 years ago, so now they're probably a little, you know, well, stained, but not bad.
So
what,
he took your teeth.
He took my, you know, the just all the, you know.
He cleaned them.
No, it wasn't a cleaning. It was a, you know how you
he
have.
He rubbed his cock.
It was a thorough cleaning.
No, I had like a couple of places where I had some veneers put on, and it was kind of eaten away after like 20 years.
What's so, like a veneer, a fake tooth?
No, it's just like the front part. It's like a filling on the front. That's really what it was.
Oh, okay.
So like, yeah, I had a couple of fillings on the front, so they looked really bad when they.
Yeah, they start, yeah.
Yeah, so he went in and, you know, filled them back, you know, ground, took all the old stuff out, put it back
numb
in.
Numb you up? Did he numb you up?
Yeah, numb me up, of course. Yeah, yeah. And it looked great. I was, and he also did the thing where he took a mold of my mouth and then he gave me the stuff so you can whiten it and make it even better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I was like, dude, thank you. Like, it was pretty amazing.
All for my jokes?
Is that how?
Yeah.
Is that how he told you the story? He took a mold of your mouth so you could,
Yeah, right. I called him up recently because I was
next
like.
Next time he goes to the shop, there's going to be a doll made out just like him.
I was
big
like,
lips.
I was like, hey, man.
Coming out this summer. Ethan mouth.
Yeah.
Right. What was I getting myself into, really? Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I called him up recently. I said, hey, I need some more work done. He was like, actually, no, you're not as funny as you
used
to be.
Yeah, you go back to your old shit. I was going to say, let him come see me, man.
He said he joined a group, so now he's like, well, now I have partners, so I can't give away free work.
Oh, wow.
So he couldn't do it anymore.
I got a deal. I won't mention where, but I got a deal the last time. Like, you know, cheaper because my insurance sucked. I didn't really have any.
Right.
And then I got something done from somebody, and they did a horrible job. Not only did they they left part of the drill
in
my
drill.
Fucking tooth in the root. You know, really? I'm looking at this. They're like, you know, you feel bad because the dentist is looking at it like, wow. And the bottom of my tooth is just broke like it was a root canal, like on a molar. And they went like into it. It looks like they fucking dropped like a bunker bomb. Oh, into wow. My fucking teeth. You look at he goes, they're trying to be nice. I'm like, well, whoever fucking was doing some work here, they just went right through the fucking bottom, like, you know, like all over the place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Oh, they fixed a cavity in my back of my tooth, my wisdom tooth.
Right.
A chunk of it just kind of broke off. So so instead of taking out the old filling, there was a silver filling. This guy decided, no, I'm just going to put another filling over it.
Okay.
There you go.
Now, I'm not a dentist.
Right,
easy
right.
Peasy.
Right? Yeah, but that's kind of like saying, I'll skip a couple steps.
It's like when you get some, like, black mold on your, you know, at the bottom. You're like, yeah, I'll just paint over that.
Yeah, no,
you
wanna,
yeah, we'll just, you know, just throw some latex.
You want a new filling? You pay full price. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, God.
Ain't no friends
just
in
just spackle over it.
Chris Priester says, Ethan looks employed. China did him
I
well.
Know, right.
What's
know,
up, right? Skippy Sprinkles? Love you too, buddy. And Jay Riss says, look at these... look at these three. Number SUP.
I don't know what that means.
And what's up? No, I don't know. Anyway, enough of the Facebook Live. So,
I think it means
I had one of those weeks where I really wasn't working. I had one paid gig, and that was at Carlos Perry's room on Saturday night.
Oh, how was that?
How was that?
The Late Show went great. It was fun. You know,
what's the deal over there? I haven't been.
It's they expanded it, so you go to this one bar where it has all the games on it.
Right.
Right. All these people playing video games.
Oh,
like,
it's at this,
all
it's
kinds
tenth
of
level.
Video games. Yeah,
that's
tenth level
where Noam used to do her thing.
Right.
Okay.
And then I guess they built onto it.
Really?
Because now they have like a stage where people perform or whatever.
So does Carlos host that?
Yeah.
Is he good? Is he?
God bless the guy, but he's very dirty as a host. I mean, he's talking about ass eating and, you know.
Oh, he still does that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in like 2 years.
Right.
It's weird. I guess he's only there.
Check him out every
Carlos,
Sunday.
I'm going to come by and
they have a Sunday contest. They have like a
You'll
battle.
Love it. It's a roast.
Like a roast battle thing.
It's a roast battle.
Oh, were you on the roast?
No, the Saturday night show is the right, left, whatever.
You roast battle comics to get a chance to be on
show. Don, that show. See, I'm not going to wait, you know.
Did you roast someone?
No, I didn't.
You're just a name, Dougie.
Yeah,
Hennessy
Williams closed the show.
Okay,
but I got to go up before him, there's like three or four comics went up, but it was a great crowd and everything, and it was funny because I ripped on him because Carlos, you know, he's like, the next comic come to stage, this guy tours all over the country and he makes people laugh. Let's see if he can make you guys laugh, like almost like saying like, you know, like, hey, this guy somehow he's getting gigs all over the country, but I don't know if he could fucking make this crowd laugh. You know what I mean? Let it be safe to say that they fucking, you know, the crowd erupted. We had a good set.
They liked you.
Yeah, they liked me. There was this big fucking guy sitting in the front, like a big dude. And I go, you know my buttercream. I go, you like buttercream? He's like, no, I don't eat sweets. I'm like, you're so big, motherfucker, you eat people that make sweets.
You know what I mean?
Perfect, it was a perfect, it's a good line.
Perfect joke.
It rocked. Everybody
room.
In the crowd started laughing. So, but it was a fun. It was a fun time.
That Ladies room. And gentlemen, I dare you to like this next comic.
Yeah, that's what it was like. I listen. I get it.
I challenged you.
I get it. I told them. Listen. You know me. I'm an honest person. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like this, Carlos and I had a conversation about him like headlining and working. And I at that point, I never really saw him. And I said, how long have you been doing it? And I'm like, well, he goes, and he made comments like, you're a little, you know what I mean? The eager, like that eager, bolsterous, type that, I got this shit in my palm of my hand.
It's like work on your material for a while.
Yeah, man. Try it out a little bit and see if it works. Yeah, I've hung with some headliners. That was an expression. I was
I've
like,
hung
yeah.
out with some
what
headliners.
What do you mean, like at Denny's?
What does that mean?
I know, meaning like on stage, like he made a headliner work. And here's the thing. I've had those moments too, but I was smart. I'm not saying the kid was smart. I'm saying I've been like in places like New York and stuff.
Right.
And I've done some work at the Comedy Zone one time. Like I work with this one guy. God bless him. Now I'm going to blank on his name. I'll get it here. This guy, we were in Kentucky somewhere, and the first night there.
Colonel Sanders.
No. Okay. Good guess, though. he just passed away, the guy for cancer. Black. I'm not trying to remember. I drank milk, wore a hat. I'm fucking bugging
black out. Black guy drank milk and wore a hat. Cancer. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
I really
you
feel
decide.
Bad. I got to pull up. Listen, but and this guy came out, and we had a good show. Like, I did well. I said, this guy, I'm going to think, this is. And I started thinking to myself, this guy, either he's not in the mood. So I decided, hey, man, you good? You travel? Like thinking maybe he's just like not into it. He's like, no. All right. So then the next show, everything went good. But he was holding his A material back. He's going to take his Friday night, was all his new shit probably. And then Saturday night, he came out and came out with his...
Banged
him. His
good stuff.
And fucking destroyed like, it. There you go. You know what I mean?
Okay. So
I wasn't getting all like, hey, I'm destroying. You know what I mean? I'm just, I was like, there's something odd here because the guy's professional. You could tell he knows what he's doing.
But he just wasn't killing.
Yeah. But he was doing well, but I was like, in other words, we were pretty at par during the shows, and I was giving my best. But then this guy, but then the Saturday night, he comes out, and he just fucking destroys. And I walked after he walked off stage, I go, yeah, he's saving that shit for Saturday, huh?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So sometimes a comic going to show, they're like it's a great comic, a nationally known comic go on stage, and just do fucking 5 minutes of all new material.
Yes.
Yeah, and then somebody go up there and say, hey, I fucking blew that guy off the stage. Yeah, you've been doing the same act for 9 years. This guy did his joke. First time, he just wrote it on a napkin.
Yeah, there were people definitely. When I first started doing comedy down here, I would see people. A lot of times this happened, like in Miami, and they'd be at Mike's.
Right.
And they'd just be bombing. And then I'd see them on a show, and they'd crush. And I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
They have material, and they're working on stuff.
Yeah.
It like, took me a little while to figure out that distinction.
Here's some advice, by the way. New comics. I'm really big. You know how I feel, Ciro, about people laughing at their own jokes.
Yeah, you don't like that.
I don't, unless it's really part of the act.
It should be, if it's part of the bit.
And here's the thing. And if you're going to laugh into it, don't laugh right into the fucking mic. You know what I mean? Like,
Are you making fun of Esther Koo right now?
No, I don't know if she does that. But I've been at a few open mics in the last couple weeks. And, it's one thing to do that, but it's another thing to go, and then, like,
well, you never know if that was part of the
Jerry, who's doing this? Jerry Lewis?
No, but...
Glenn Lewis.
I'm telling you.
Hey, lady.
I'm watching it. Speaking of Miami...
Can't take
I want to be able to laugh in the mic.
Artistic creations.
But, like, my eardrums explode. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, that is a pet peeve of mine, is that when people actually don't know how to use a microphone,
right?
So they have it too far away or too close.
Yeah.
It's
I never learned how to use a microphone?
Yeah, so Ciro, there you go. Ciro definitely knows how to use the mic to his advantage. He pulls it away when he's going
to
scream, and he brings it closer and he's going
to
talk quiet.
You have to figure it out.
Yeah. It is funny. It is bad, though, when somebody has the mic way down here and you can't hear it.
Yeah, it's funny.
And then, everybody's like, hey, man, Tavolino's happened a couple times, and Ed's like, comes up and says, tell him to lift the fucking mic up. I'm like, well, why'd you do that? You know what I mean? So I'm doing this the whole time. The guy thinks I'm trying to jerk him off.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. You fucking jerk off. Get off stage. Get off the stage, motherfucker.
Okay, that's my time. No, just fucking hold it closer. There's got to be a universal sign as a comic, as a booker. Like, if you're going to, right, if you're not, you don't have the mic close enough.
Right.
You got to go maybe do the ear thing. You don't want to do anything with your mouth because the guy thinks you're going to want to
blow them after the show. But you know what I mean? Like you put you put something like, we can't hear you, fucker. You know what I mean? We can't hear you.
I hosted at the Improv a few months ago, and I was like, had a couple comics who did that. You know when you do those open mics, and it's like, you know, half the comics just don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're wiggling. They're shaking it around like a priest. Well,
the one that's really funny is when they're gesturing. So they're moving it away, and it's getting closer and closer. It's like, no, that's a microphone.
Yeah,
it's
stop
like,
talking with
it's
your hands.
It's not your, like, wavy stick to emphasize your points.
Yeah. Exactly. It's funny, though. It's true, man.
Comedy wand.
So stop laughing in the mics.
I just make fun of them right after. If I'm hosting, I'll just make fun of them.
Yeah, point it out. Yeah. That's the best way to learn. Because, listen, if you're just starting, don't fucking tell me what to do. Fuck yeah. Then get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Listen to people. Listen, and I don't, I'm just saying because I would want to know. Like, you know, again, when I started doing comedy, if I was doing anything creative fucked up, anybody told me, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, thank you. Yeah, you say okay. I do. Like I had the lady who booked Zany, Cindy, at a World Series of Comedy Festival after the show. She's like, you know, you make me dizzy up there. You're like moving around like my bounce. Some people thought my Dougie bounce was cute, but then you know after somebody says that, it's kind of annoying.
Huh?
So I got to be like, all right, I got to look. And if anything, I got to time. I can't just sit there and stumble around like I'm a fucking drunk.
Okay.
I got to be able to like maybe I time it with the joke somehow. You know what I mean? Or, you know,
it all comes together eventually.
I don't know. But listen, I don't get to sit there and go, what the fuck does she know? Well, she runs fucking Zanies, you dumbass.
It is good to watch a video of yourself and try to figure it out.
Always good to do that.
Yeah.
You know what was good this weekend? I got to eat lobster.
Where?
My wife's all into this shit now where, like Penn Dutch, she's like all this video, these coupon things. Like
Penn Dutch? What's that?
Penn Dutch is like a meat, the grocery store. Should we get our meats? And
better, is it online?
Better.
Well, there's a big
store.
One on right here in Margate somewhere.
Oh, it's just a meat supplier?
No, it's a big
it's
grocery
like an old
store.
School, like, you know, meat market, like, veggie market, fresh everything.
Yeah, it's a grocery store, but it's kind of like warehousey.
Okay.
No, but not like a Costco. Okay. You know what I mean? It's like a hybrid between Costco and Publix.
Okay.
But there's really good meats and
Still don't understand.
There's really good meats and stuff. So my wife gets this email like, hey, we got lobster. Maine lobster.
Okay.
So her and my brother-in-law go and get like 10 of them.
10 of them?
Yeah. The good. You know, so at yesterday.
Market price or?
I don't know. I didn't ask what they paid. But all I know, you know, so they got all the, and so we were cooking these bitches this weekend on Sunday.
Right.
You know, cooking, you know, they're dead, of course. You pick them out of the actual. They're live when you pick them out.
But then when you by the time they've been in your trunk for 45 minutes.
Yeah,
dead.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then
probably.
You know, and then no, but you and so then, but dude, and my wife's family makes this dipping sauce that's just unbelievable.
I'm guessing there's a lot of butter.
No, it's more like it's more like almost like a
peanut
soy, like a ginger, and
really,
and like fish sauce, and it's like
is it like Cambodian?
Garlic. Yeah. No, we're gonna make a fucking taco, my wife.
What? Yeah, I don't know.
A little salsa dip.
Okay.
No, man. Yeah, I told you, it was magnificent. I couldn't. The other thing, I did a YouTube thing about 2 years ago. One time we were eating like mussels and shit there, where everybody brought this fucking seafood, the shellfish, and they had the same dip, and I'm like, oh my god, it was delicious. So I tore apart this. My dad would have been proud. My dad was always one of those guys who'd say, let me show you how to eat a lobster.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Did he have a bib?
My dad was like, let me show you how to eat pussy. Okay. Put on
different
the bib,
parents.
Too. Same bib. It's weird.
Yeah. It's very resourceful, that thing you got a red lobster. When your mother sits on my face, I put the bib on from Red Lobster.
Then you pull out the nutcrackers. I was like, what are those
for? Wait a minute now. Yeah, hold on. This is good. But yeah, we got to do it. Dude, it was so good, man.
Do you have that heavy steel thing that you...
Yeah, like the nutcracker. Yeah, we only had like one. It was kind of sucked. But we cracked it when we cooked it.
Your hands are all greasy with like lobster juice and butter.
Rustic.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, I'm like, I don't like to eat like that. But dude, when it was lobster and you're tearing the thing apart, and then nothing better, man. It's like you break the shell, the claw open, all of a sudden you pull it out and the whole thing comes out. Like,
that's the best. The worst is when you break the shell, it goes right in your eye. Like,
that sucks. Shit. You know what I mean? That goes all over the place, or you try to fucking break it and it snaps and flies across.
Lobster's a funny thing because it's like, it's in one sense, you're eating like this giant undersea cockroach.
Right.
It's kind of like eating a bug.
It is, like a
which
roast
is gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then also, like, it tastes really good when you mix it with the butter. But it used to be like only poor people ate lobsters.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It used to be like really low class thing. And then
some rich guy went over and said, you motherfuckers got something on us.
In like the 50s or something, they like figured out, like, Oh no, this no, it's fancy, everyone. Yeah.
Honey,
rebranded.
Stop making the fucking
they
meatloaf.
They flipped the whole wig on that one.
Yeah.
I went over to our, you know, that guy who mows our lawn. Well, I went to his house and he had lobster.
Is that what they
fucking
call it?
Throw the meatloaf out.
Some chef in New York was like, no, this is going to be for the rich people.
Yeah. Flip the scale on that.
Yeah.
You talk about a markup.
Oh, man. But I will say this. I was in Miami that same night on Saturday. I did the Craftsman again.
Okay. I got a show there next week.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
The drag
Your
show.
Your girl was there. Anna was there.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to be there on Wednesday night. This Wednesday, 2 days from now, we're doing a drag show. I got my dress all picked out.
Oh, so sweet.
I'm going to be hosting. It's going
to
be great.
That's why he's really trying to balance
I'm
the scales.
I'm butchering it up today, and yeah. I'm going to fem it up on Wednesday night. That's right. Yeah. Craftsman in Miami.
Yeah.
But, so you were there. Was that a drug show? Was that a drag show too, Dougie?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
But it was a fun night, and you know, again, I'm happy as fuck. Listen. I want to write new jokes, right? Comics want to always write new jokes. You know, I work with a lot of professionals, and they keep talking about turning over material, and I'm like, I'm pushing now. I'm like, you know what? I got to start turning over. Like, I got to start just getting like a machine. Fuck, you know, relying and like I got. Yeah. Yeah, I like to build jokes up and make them better.
Right, right.
But fuck it. Now let's do that. But let's write some new shit.
Yeah. I get bored easily, so
yeah.
I'm just.
Tip. It's like fuck it. Like I'm not going to get upset if I don't have a gig that weekend. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to open mics. I'm going to go work on shit.
Go work on some new jokes.
Right? I'm trying to calm myself down because that's what happens in this business. You go crazy. You know, you're trying to fucking run for it. You're trying to get everything you can. Right? You're trying to get booked all the time. And then when you're not getting, you know, so, oh, why am I home? But then I realized, you know, hey, I got a wife, too.
Yeah, you got a
you know? I got a fucking.
You got to get a pot full of lobster and a wife.
Yeah. That's a good way to remind me.
Cambodian dipping sauce.
Yeah, you want to go away again? Okay, next week we bring lobster. Fuck.
Where's your gig? Oh, fly there.
Yeah. That's right. You fly. 20-minute drive. That's too long.
She's like, I'll be home with the lobster.
I got to decide on, I'm going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, this Friday and Saturday at Comedy Zone.
Okay.
It's coming out this weekend. Fellas, two shows, 8 and 10. And ladies, please come. But not, you know, I have a friend that works for JetBlue, so I could probably get a buddy pass.
Okay.
Right? I could probably fly there on Thursday. I don't want to take any chances.
Right.
Right? Fly there on Thursday. Buddy pass is like $80 round trip.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Buddy
pass. But you got to stand by. So if the plane's full, then you fucking don't get a flight.
No, buddy pass sounds like what you get at like the, you know, the service station on the side of 95.
Yeah.
With the truckers.
Yeah. Hey, go to buddy pass. No, but it's and it's nice. But sometimes you get fucked.
Fucked.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
This is working.
Get fucked with this buddy pass.
Yeah. Imagine.
I keep getting fucked with this buddy pass situation. Yeah, it's true.
This fall.
The other part of me is thinking, fuck it. Why don't I just go? If anything, I'll rent a car and just rent it and then leave at 4 in the morning on Friday and drive 10 hours to fucking Greensboro, North Carolina.
Sounds like a logistical nightmare, Dougie.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, but this is the thing. I would. It's late now, but I'm going to find out. I wouldn't mind if somebody wants to go, like if a comic wants to go and do guest spots, you know what I mean? And help me sell merch. If you help me sell merch, I'll give you a percentage of my merch.
Look at that.
You know what I mean? I'll make that's it worth your while. You got to hear me snoring at night.
There it is.
You know, that's a fucking problem.
It's a toss-up.
You know? When I'm not around my wife, I usually sleep on my side, so I don't. I'm a fucking mess. That's why I'm going to the chiropractor. I sleep so much on my side so I don't snore that my fucking neck hurts. Nobody's happy.
Yeah, you can't win, you know?
Give and take. Give and take.
So, fun night at the, thanks to Manny Garavito running a fun show there in the Craftsman if you're ever in Miami, Wednesday show. Your Wednesday, this have a show there.
Craftsman, yay. A lot of shows. Manny's doing a lot of shows at the Craftsman.
Yeah. And
making that into a little comedy venue.
Yeah, that whole area. And dude, downtown, that part of Miami's fucking badass now.
Brickell?
It's
not bad.
It's like
parking is not great.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about the Craftsman, they have the parking garage right there.
You can usually find a spot. Like one way or another.
It's like $6-$8 for a couple. Now, here's the thing. I'm going in the fucking line to get in there when I was on head there that show. And some guy, like an older two-seater Mercedes, like he gets the ticket. The fucking thing goes up. You know, he's standing there and his car keeps moving backwards. Mm. And I'm behind him like, hey, whoa. He stops. You know, he's putting a gear keys. I walk up to the guy. I don't know what this guy was on. I said, dude, what's the matter? You can't put the car in gear? He's like, get the food. I swear to God.
He was that drunk?
I don't know if he was drunk or he was fucking Yugoslavian and he was fucked up. But and then I'm trying to, I'm like, I don't want to start. I don't want the guy to pull out a gun and shoot me. Cause he, you know, and I'm like, listen, if you want, I could put it. I could put the fucking car and drive and, you know. Yeah,
so you're going to help him out.
I'll help you out. Right. He's like, the food. I'm like, God, this fucking asshole. I'm trying to get to the fucking
keep
show.
Keep repeating this every time.
Nah, and he's not even looking at me. He's looking down and says, the food. What the fuck are you saying? And then there's a guy behind me. He's like, what's the problem? I go, I don't know. Some snuffleupagus motherfucker can't put the car in gear. So then out of nowhere, thank God.
How did he get that far?
Yeah.
He got up to this point.
But sometimes these old Mercedes have this stupid knob thing or their stick or that you got to turn it. The fucking guy did.
Crazy.
And
there's
three people.
He might have just stolen a car. You don't even know his whole story.
Now it's backing, now it's backing up.
Yeah, there's people. Now this guy's like, he's looking at me going, hey, back up. Like, yeah, you think I'm going to get four cars to back up into a fucking a street in Brickell?
That's
pretty rough.
Get the fuck out of the car, dumbass. Let me put it in gear.
So did you?
No, he finally got in gear. And he went halfway up that ramp. Have you ever been to that place? You go up the ramp up the parking lot. He's like, and he just stops. And I'm thinking, what is this guy waiting for me to drive by to shoot me or something?
Oh man,
he's pissed at me. So I fucking got my gun out. I was ready to fucking shoot.
Did you really get your gun
out?
Yeah,
fuck yeah. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with that guy.
Wow. Did you hear what he said?
I don't know what the food means.
Five times.
Yeah, he could have said, "You fat fuck, I'm going to shoot you if you keep getting in front of me."
You never know.
Wow. If you pass me
it's
in the
Florida,
car, that's what he
too.
Said.
They just had that
goes
guy.
Goes for the gun.
Stand your ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what?
I lifted up a hairbrush and I shot him in the head. No fucking mistake. No, I fucking drove by and went up and parked. Mm. And when I park, and listen, I love parking. When it's really busy,
yeah,
I go all the way to the top. Fuck it. I go all the way up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to see the stars if there's a, you know what I mean? I'm going to make it like a scenic thing. It's going to be like, I'm not even going to park my car, but this is going to be like a visit to the planetarium.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know what I mean? Let's make this really happen. You know what I'm saying? And if you're out there, you want to burn, right, Ciro? You want to burn? You pop the sunroof open. You're there. Nobody else is up there.
That's true.
That's why you park on the top.
Park on the top, huh?
Phil Wigfall says, Ciro.
What's up, Phil?
All right. So, anyway,
you know,
so
I was
to those guys.
I was speaking of idiot drivers. I was parked. I was waiting to turn in the lane. I was on my way to the donut shop. You'll appreciate this, Dougie.
Oh, thank you.
You too, Ciro. I'm on my way to the donut shop on Friday night, and I'm in the left lane. I'm over in Pompano, going to Dandy. You guys ever did Dandy Donuts? Really good, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm in the left turn lane, and then all of a sudden this van comes out of nowhere, driving the wrong way, and does a head-on collision with the car in front of me.
Whoa!
Oh wow!
Smashed back into me.
Hit your
car? Screwed up my bumper a little bit. My car. I walked away from it. The other two cars were totaled.
Right.
Wow. Just smashed and airbags and the whole thing.
Was it a guy walk out of the car, come out and go blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
He did. He was pretty, he was
he
pretty
was smashed.
I don't know if he was drunk or he was just dazed, but he said he told the guy who was in the other car, he was like, oh, I don't remember any of this. He said, I just woke up like this. I was like, holy
wow.
shit.
Hold on a second, let me grab my phone. Say that again.
So I had all these donuts. So I'm waiting for everything and there's cops around. So I started handing donuts out to the accident
victims.
Oh, really?
Were
the
you?
Cops. Yeah, yeah. I was like, here, guys.
Fucking nice.
It's funny though. I realize there's two kinds of cops. You know, there's the cops who will take the donuts.
Right.
There's a couple of them who take it, and those are the
portly fellows.
Cops.
Yeah.
And then there's the steroid cops.
Right.
Those are the cops who
think you're being.
One of them was like, hey, no, I don't eat donuts. It was like that. You know, it was that guy.
I don't suck cock either. Dude. Yeah.
He acted like I was offering him heroin. You know,
like, trying to be smart, motherfucker.
How dare you?
You got a license for those donuts, son?
Where'd you buy
your receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. Anyway.
That's fucked up when you see shit like that.
Oh, dude. I was lucky, but also, it's weird. You're not like,
it's surreal.
It's like,
it
sucks because you're like, oh, that was a shitty thing to happen.
So your car, at least you didn't fuck up the donuts.
The donuts were okay.
Here's the real thing. If those people were just leaving the donut place, did they have a lot of donuts like fall thrown all over the car?
I saw some white powder. I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. You know.
So anyway.
So were you parked or you were driving away?
I was
leaving.
I was parked I wasn't parked, but I was, you know, at a complete stop in the left lane waiting to turn. And then a car came down the wrong way.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like from the other lane, I guess. And he like just drove across. I don't know how you even do that. But.
Yeah. I've seen, I recently saw in the last few weeks, I've seen people go down the wrong way. Like they make a premature turn and they go, what the fuck is, you know.
I literally saw a smart car going the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, irony.
Irony.
Jeez.
Of the whole situation.
I have a picture.
Yeah, but that's what I listen. I do that. If you're ever in an accident,
yeah,
just start fuck it. Just put, if even if you want to video everything,
right?
You know, just video, but record it. But fuck it, video it. You know, fucking go walk around the car, get their license plate, go out all that shit.
I took some. Well, the cops came, of course, but I took a couple of pictures. But the you know, my bumper basically, I just zip tied it back on.
Right.
Put some new whatever those plastic bolt things in there. And I guess it's okay. I was just like, fuck it.
Wow, you don't give a shit.
Good enough, yeah.
I remember when I was like, whenever my car getting a little accident, I'm like, oh, I got to get it fixed. Like, yeah, even if it was drivable, like, I got to fix this thing. Yeah, I didn't want to have a car. Listen, I was so vain when I was young and I had a car. I'm like, oh, every time somebody drives by and sees this dent in my Celica, my Toyota, you know, I don't want to have a dent.
In your Celica.
Yeah, my Toyota Celica. My Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
Twin turbo Celica.
I don't really give a shit. I mean, my car's been banged up a little bit here and there over the years.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
That's kind of like my Volvo now. It's like, yeah, the lining's falling down. The leather. Yeah, fuck it.
I actually got a guy who's going to. He saw me driving and he said, hey, I'll do that work for you for really cheap.
Yeah. So I saw your comedy, Al.
Yeah.
I'll give this guy's free fucking car work.
I'm like, did my dentist tell you I could suck cock too?
Car work.
God damn it. The word's getting around.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
All right. Well, I don't want to pay full price. Whatever you say.
I do a lot of wet work, too.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
That's right. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
We had Rob Calvert here, the producer for the Paul Cascianova show, and he says that I said international news. I didn't say from all over the world. No. I didn't say that's all international.
Even
Peter Leonard says international and domestic news you may or may not believe, but he was saying that I'm it's a fucked up show because it's so wrong.
News from around the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
But even the thing, it's like it says
national and international.
International, you know, domestic and international domestic news you may or may not believe.
Hmm.
Right. Because yesterday we talked about other shit. We talked about that those people got caught with those kids teaching them how to shoot people at the school.
What religion were they?
Was that
the
domestic?
Muslim clerics.
Was that domestic or international?
Did they ever try to do terrorist attacks before? Anybody in their family?
Yeah, they did, actually. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Here's a story. Florida woman allegedly on crack meth runs naked to get away from a giant spider.
Here's the thing, though. If you're on crack, do you really need the meth, too?
Done it. Been there.
Listen, sometimes you want to load it on.
I disagree as a connoisseur of these things.
Well, when you do heroin, I don't know if you want to mix heroin with anything.
I've
done cocaine and weed. You know, people like, don't do it. You're going to fuck up. I'm like, no,
yeah,
it kind of helps
gonna
me.
High, you're going to be
a lot of people mix heroin and cocaine. It's called speedball. That's how John Belushi died.
Yeah.
And Chris Farley.
The woman identified as a 40-year-old Daniel Dolores Teplis also admitted to police she had taken drugs.
Teplis.
Such as crystal meth and crack cocaine prior to taking off her clothes.
Okay.
Everything seems to be in order.
Immediately prior?
Oh, and it had a Cosmopolitan as well. Witnesses who observed Teplis on Sunday told police the woman was acting erratically, rubbing her hands through her hair and on parts of her body while running through the park.
Okay.
Teplis, who allegedly refused to put her clothes back on initially, and who does it once they're off? Fuck you.
None of this story sounds strange.
That's not fun, putting your clothes back on.
No.
Especially when you're in custody.
Once you take them off, why am I going to put them on?
Right.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you're in public and you take your clothes off and you're around people.
It's your.
You know, like when I was a kid and that happened, you're like, no, no, no. And then you're naked in front of your.
Then you're running around.
And you're like, fuck it. I'm naked. I'm the naked kid.
Yeah.
It'd be weird now. It would be weirder. If you put your clothes back on, it would be weird.
Then you'd
got
issues.
Like, who the fuck is this guy?
What's wrong with this kid?
Putting his clothes back on.
This kid's got issues. This kid's going to be a problem. She was later arrested and charged with indecent exposure at the station.
Standard.
Mm-hmm. So,
They strip searched her, but all right. I'm sorry.
Put your clothes back on, then take them off. We're going to strip search. Is that really, we need to do that? Yep, you do. All right. Colorado College are reprinting up to 9,200 diplomas. To fix a typo.
Okay.
Yeah. Hired. Can you imagine showing this to your people? I went to a really good school. Really?
Yeah.
Did you read your diploma?
It was a Havrod. Havrod University. Yeah. Two N's.
Congratulations. Grand Junction, Colorado, a Colorado university is offering to reprint up to 9,200 diplomas after the outgoing editor of the school newspaper found a big typo.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Alec Williams, who never gets laid, was checking to make sure his name was spelled correctly on his Colorado Mesa University diploma when he noticed it said Board of Trustees.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Instead of Board of Trustees.
Right.
In the old English font.
Ooh.
Whoops.
Boy, this guy needs a fucking life. All the other students were high.
Does
they
that
couldn't
make
tell.
No one graduated then with that cord?
Officially.
Yeah.
You've been lying on your LinkedIn application.
That's ridiculous.
So William, I wonder what percentage of them ask for it. You know what I mean?
That's how stupid these fucking people are in the school.
Yeah, they're like, nah, I don't really.
I don't
I can't be
it.
Bothered.
Yeah, I don't have time to send that shit
Bachelor's
back.
Bachelor's degree isn't worth that much anyway these days.
Yeah.
Do you, well, they people post it on their walls, right? That's what they do with diplomas?
Yeah.
I guess it's big in Asia. People care about the actual diploma. I lived over there, they didn't care about the transcript. It was the weirdest thing. They wanted like a certified copy of the actual diploma for my school. And I'm like, well, that's on the wall at home in America. I don't have that here. So I had to like have it like my mom send it or something from like or my dad. I don't even know.
I took a photo of it.
Yeah.
Williams told the news he laughed, but then he got frustrated because he had $30,000 in student loans and a diploma with a typo. CMU president Tim Foster says the university is sending corrected diplomas to 2018 graduates and will offer them to graduate to graduates as far back as 2012. It's been fucking wrong all that time.
Wow.
I mean,
that's funny. No one noticed for years.
Yeah. Hey, like you I dumb said, fucks over the last decade.
I bet they notice if you put a typo in the check when you wrote for your student loan.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm going to send $10.
Excuse me. Did you make that out to yourself?
They cost $5 each to the so the university will be spending nearly $46,000. Well, fucking proofread your own fucking diploma, you dumb
fucks. How is it $5 each, by the way? I got a guy.
Yeah.
I could get a ton for less.
I got a guy, too. He doesn't get much work because when he was young, he used to take... This is a big thing. Actually, this is a true story. I had a guy who used to play like a soccer friend that got in trouble because what he would do is he had a, like in his attic in his house, he would take a driver's license, your driver's license.
Right.
And let's say like my birth date's 67, right?
Okay.
So to be old enough to drink, it needed to be 63. Born in 63. So he would take a 3 from the out of the license from your address.
Okay, right.
Or 2. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he would cut it out with surgical equipment.
Okay.
Take it out, and then he'd take out the 7 in the the year of my birthday.
Oh, I see.
And he would switch them.
Yeah, just switch them. Why not?
And then it was like, you could look at it, you fucking couldn't tell.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, that's perfect.
And then one day, with this one kid, we didn't see him at soccer practice anymore. The FBI arrested him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you could tell. Because you could tell.
Well, what year was that?
This was in mid-80s, early mid-80s.
And the FBI arrested him for
switching. Yeah, he was like, we thought he was just taking, I didn't get one. I had my brother's license.
Uh-huh.
I just used my brother to look like me. But you know, other people did. And he was making money at it. He was like doing this shit, I think it was because it went across state lines. He was doing other people's fucking work.
Wow.
Craziness, huh?
He's the reason why now they have those different licenses. Well, it may not be him. I'm sure there's other people.
ID times 100 people.
It's a smart idea, though. I like that. See?
Holy cow, bovine herd helps police corral suspects in Florida. It was my buddy. He was making fake IDs. Sanford, Florida. That's where George Zimmerman's from.
Right.
A herd of 16 cows helped police officers in Florida corral a fleeing suspect who bailed out of a car and ran through a pasture. That's never a good idea, by the way. especially in Florida, this is somebody who's run from all right, you run through a pasture in Florida, especially in the summer season,
you're gonna step in some cow shit.
You're gonna fall.
Oh.
It's thick and murky there, you know what I mean?
Some of them are laying there.
You're gonna lose your fucking shoe.
Oh, right.
I had a friend, we were running from cops, we were fucking around at some construction site. And we were like, I don't know, 10 years old, whatever. And we ran through this marshy area, and this motherfucker lost his sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah, they will come off. Come right off your foot, huh?
Yeah,
Fire. Gone.
He fucking gone. Don't run through the marsh. A Seminole County Sheriff's helicopter captured the Sunday night incident on video as the crew gave play-by-play to officers on the ground.
How'd you get caught? Fucking cows.
Crew member offered this nugget to pursuing officers. If you see a large group of cows, they're literally following her.
Oh, that's funny. So the cows are actually like snitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Over here.
Yeah.
Over here.
Super paid off cows.
Over here. Cows eventually ran Jennifer Ann Kaufman into a fence where police were waiting to arrest her. The arrest report shows the car Kaufman was in crashed during a police pursuit. A second suspect was captured by a canine and arrested after being bitten the fuck out of. Kaufman is being held on a $4,500 bond, and someone's trying to find her sneakers. It's funny, dude. I can almost hear it. I can hear it come off the guy's feet.
Right.
And I was like, fuck that. I turned around and ran the other way. I can't explain why I don't have my sneakers.
That's hilarious. That's almost the exact sound.
This is funny. I love it when shit like this happens across another, not just in the United States, because, again, this is an international fucking news station. All right. But first of all.
From around the world.
Eight tourists brawl at Rome's Trevi Fountain over selfie spot.
Ooh.
They're brawling over the selfie spot.
Yeah.
On this historical monument, I guess it is.
Yes. Is it, I don't know how it's pronounced, Trevi, T-R-E-V-I, Trevi. Trevi,
Dougie. You're Italian, aren't you?
No, I'm not Italian.
That's the important part of the story.
It's pronounced Tavolinos. Trevi?
Yeah, that's right. When in Rome, no. Tossing a coin into the snapping and snapping a photo at the storied Trevi Fountain is a must. But a recent clash between two female tourists aiming for the perfect selfie erupted into an eight-person brawl that required four police officers to resolve the issue.
Is fountain code for something?
Hmm.
Two females fighting over.
Is this like a two girls, one cup thing?
A fountain.
Is that what's going on?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Same boyfriend.
It's a chocolate fountain.
Uh-huh. On Wednesday evening, a 19-year-old woman from the Netherlands and a 44-year-old Italian woman. Hey, you bitch. Italian-American woman wanted to snap.
Oh, Italian-American.
No, sorry, that's different. You fucking cunt.
Jersey.
Yeah, it was real housewife.
Jersey.
That's a bit different. Let's see. For an Italian American woman wanted to snap selfies at the same position during a time of the day when the light makes the fountain the perfect backdrop.
Oh my god! Why do people care about shit so much?
Hmm. Heated words were exchanged as the women jockeyed for the same angle, and fists soon began to fly between the pair. And some guy walked out and goes,
"What's going
it's
on?
It's ready to rumble!" Forgot his name.
Michael Buffer.
Michael Buffer. The woman's family members soon jumped in and a spat culminated. I got a fucking.
Cumulated?
I can't. Yeah. Can't see. I'm getting neat glasses. In a messy brawl that required four police officers to break it up in Italian. And normally you would only need one cop, American, but those Italian cops.
Well, the American cops would just shoot everyone.
Yeah. Break it up.
Wait.
The Italian cops have they have the Roman lances. No, I don't know what they use.
Yeah, they
have the gladiator chariots.
Yeah.
You know?
They come over.
They've got those bristles on the top of their helmet.
They got people with archers, like fucking archers on top.
They released the lions.
News of the selfie spat arrives just days after a Roman city councilor revealed that officials are considering barring tourists from lingering in the fucking area.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
You what? Just fucked it up. By the way, speaking of fucking things up. My friend Dustin Chafin, who runs Greenwich Village Comedy Club in New York.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's a funny dude. He's been out here.
It's a good spot. Yeah.
And some club in New York said, hey, you know what? Free buffet for comics. You come and perform.
Oh, God.
Okay.
How long did that last? 10
well,
minutes?
Well, it lasted one show because he tweeted at Dustin Chafin. He goes, some motherfucker stole the roast beef and put it in his backpack. The whole fucking big roast beef. He took it.
Wow.
That sounds like normal shit.
Yeah, I don't.
This is why socialism will never work, okay? Because enough is never enough. You understand?
Exactly.
Someone's always going to want what you have.
Always.
It's always going to happen. People, they're just fucking morons.
I love that story, by the way. That's great. It's very New York and very stand-up comedy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's
you
both.
Know, hey, man, this is awesome, dude. We get to eat. You know, we have an open mic here once a week, a free meal once a week. You know, if you're living in New York and you're a comic not making money, you can count on that shit. You can count on getting a fucking meal. No, this guy, I'm going to bring my backpack and take the whole fucking roast beef.
Why did Dougie make him black, Zero? What was that? Was that a...
I didn't know if he was
even
black.
Was that a racial thing?
You're racist. You heard black.
That was more Native American.
I was going with fucking Tonto.
Still racist. Actually, it was a bison he was stealing, if it was Tonto.
Yes. Me take bison, put in knapsack. Sex toys and airplane passengers' luggage prompt security alert at Berlin Airport. Oh, that's got to be good. Where'd imagine they... being your wife's bringing this big old fucking dildo in there when they're on the trip. Bam, could you pulls this fucking thing out? Oh, my wife, I don't know. And then you look like a schmuck, right? If TSA pulls out a big old dildo out of your wife's fucking thing, you're sitting there looking like...
You're looking around for Osama bin Laden. Like, yeah. Who put this in my fucking bag? Yeah. Was it out of your sight? I didn't think it was.
Where's that guy who had a headdress on?
Yeah, you blame terrorism. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
If they find my dildo, I'm fucking like, ISIS. Oh, it was ISIS. That's
fucking ISIS.
Goddamn ISIS.
Tuesday was not a stellar day for Germany's airports. On the very same day, a terminal at Frankfurt Airport was forced to evacuate after a whole family made it through security without being properly screened.
Wow.
Authorities were called in at Berlin's Schönefeld Airport after screeners mistook sex toys as potentially dangerous devices.
You know, just the normal type of sex toys you would bring along on a German family outing.
Yeah.
Just your normal holiday. Yeah. You know, like in The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
when they pulled out the dildos.
The hills are alive with the sound of dildos.
Due to the police investigation concerning a piece of baggage check in a Terminal D is currently restricted, the airport tweeted on Tuesday morning, federal police told the Deutsche Press, the luggage in which the devices were found belonged to two pair of 31-year-old travelers. The male passenger who had brought the bag initially told authorities, "It's not mine."
Well, then it's all your wife's.
Fucking bitch.
Nine.
Yeah, I'm speaking German. The male passenger said when questioned, come on, stop moving. The male passenger who brought the bag initially contained technical stuff, he said, when questioned.
Technical stuff.
It's technical.
It's for business purposes.
Yeah. Possibly out of embarrassment.
Vibrator.
Terminal D was open.
It's
little.
It's very technical. You wouldn't understand it, okay?
Yeah, it's a lot of in and out.
It goes up my ass.
Yeah.
It's too technical, okay?
I have a hard time coming. It's just,
I can't even explain it, okay? I'm getting so upset right now.
I need to put this cock ring
Show
on.
Show me how this works.
My wife's got to shove this butt plug up my ass.
Listen, put on this graduation cap, and I'll explain it to you slowly. Yeah. Here's
the
a textbook.
Quarter directors are waiting.
Tell the guy with the uniform to come in. Police investigation is over, and Berlin Airport Service tweeted shortly after 12 p.m. on Tuesday, Terminal D is reopened, much like this traveler's ass. However, further impairments in passenger handling, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know, do you really want to bring a dildo on a plane? I mean, I know, I'm trying to remember, I know this happened.
I'll answer that right now, yes.
We used to fuck with, like in college. I remember not, but this guy said, you're not believe we just did. And they put three dildos in the guy's luggage.
There you go. We found out who did it here.
Right.
College frat prank.
The dildo bandit strikes again.
Yeah, and they did. And they put the thing that I remember, though.
Never been
I think
taught.
They did. They rolled joints in oregano.
Oh, my God. Whose luggage?
It was some. It was
just a random person.
Just like people fucking with each other.
Prisoner 54371.
That's great.
No, it was a weird.
They're like, no, we put a bomb in the other one.
Yeah,
a nuclear weapon. It armed.
We put a biohazard sticker on his lunchbox.
It's gonna be hilarious. Yeah. It's gonna blow up and kill everyone.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I still love the excuse that it's too technical. I think that's a great. You should just say that whenever the cops search you, whenever anything happens. Is this bag of cocaine, sir? I would like to explain, but it's too technical.
It's very technical.
You
wouldn't understand, officer.
Yes.
All right. Did you graduate from graduate school? Yeah.
What's this spoon, lighter, and bungee cord doing?
It's very technical, very technical. Okay, Officer Dougie? I cannot
tell
you.
The nuance of ownership is very technical.
All right, people tell me, like, they don't care. Like I recently at one of these festivals, a comic says, man, he brings his vape pen, puts it in his check bag, just shoves them in there, brings a bunch of them on the road. I'm like, Dude, I got scared bringing four edibles home from fucking Washington.
Yeah, people are brazen.
I think you can get away with stuff, pretty much.
He says they don't care about that stuff. They care about bombs.
It's, well, they do sort of care about it. It's easier going in domestically, I think. When you're coming into the country from overseas, though, man, they really check stuff.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
But you're going state to state. I don't know. They can't check everything.
Right? Exactly. I had one time, all the traveling I've been doing, I had one time where TSA left a note in my bag.
A note,
yeah, that said, you know, watch your drawers, fat boy. No, but there was a note that said, we randomly chose your bag. We searched through it, just letting you know.
We came on everything. We jerked off on the whole thing. One guy farted on it.
Yeah. Remember that guy who put dildos in his luggage in college? Well, he's our manager.
It's a wacky bunch down at the TSA. They're having fun. Yeah. You know, they like to have fun around the office, though.
Yeah, it's, we just thought we'd fuck with you today. That's funny. Ohio man showers naked in street after a main pipe break.
Main pipe.
Hey, I got to go to work, man. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's. You got to get clean.
Oh, I see. It's a ghetto shower. It's right. Like the fire hydrant in the summer. We unloosed it and everyone's having a block party.
Yeah,
and
it's hot as balls in this right. New York City. There's no. It's
but this guy
concrete.
Was just like a damaged pipe, and he's like, whatever. I don't want to pay my water bill.
Cody Vickers has experienced a lot of odd, off the wall things in his life. Who hasn't? But nothing quite compares to what he saw on Wednesday in Columbus, Ohio.
My dad's from there.
I was a vicar.
Middle American city.
Yeah, a vicar is like a priest.
A vicar is a priest, yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually for like in like the Anglican church.
Yeah. The Angle White, what?
Yeah.
The Anglers is a fishing church?
The Anglican. The Episcopalians.
That's okay. What the Jesus fish is all about.
The piss in the facers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ohio man. Let's see. I skipped a little bit there. Let's see. But nothing quite compares what happened in Columbus, Ohio. Vickers, who works for Hilljack Trucking. That'd be a fucking name for Hijack Trucking.
Hijack Trucking.
Louie owns it. My friend Louie No Knuckles owns it. Vickers, who works for Hilljack Trucking in Asheville, Ohio, was out on a construction site along North High Street and Arcadia Avenue in the capital's city of Clintonville. Look, even fucking Ciro got all clinched up when he heard Clintonville.
Clinton. Man, oh, you hate my socks. I have Bill Clinton on my socks. Do you like that, Ciro?
Do you really have Bill Clinton?
I really have
socks?
Bill Clinton.
Does it say rapist?
No, it doesn't.
That's what he is.
No? Look at that, Dougie. I got Bill Clinton on my sock.
Hey, thanks for that, buddy. I appreciate you having me on your socks. I'm just glad I'm not on your cocks.
Yeah.
A man wearing nothing but a towel emerged from his house screaming and cussing. And it was Bill Clinton.
My
motherfucker trying to take a shower.
I love Dougie's impressions. They're so dead on.
Yeah, they are, man. Like, don't get me back in my impression days. screaming and cussing, the crews on his porch, he said in so many words that he had been in the shower. Nothing worse than the middle of the shower and the water goes out.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Especially if you're sitting there lubing up your ass with soap.
Right. Why, then the trying man, to get that dildo out.
Yeah.
Why is the cable guy always coming here?
Somebody
the
help. Then, yeah, the man came up with this cheeky solution to his problem. Next thing I know, he's singing or slinging his towel off.
Who's the writer? He said cheeky?
Yeah, I know. They try to be too clever by half.
Vickers said the man who jumped across the trench and finished rinsing his body in the water shooting into the air.
Yeah.
Okay. A
photo of the man on Wednesday has since gone viral, racking up more than 150 shares and 16,000 comments.
Can you see his balls?
Most of them said, yeah, what happened to his dick? Is that water cold? Many of which applauded the man's ingenuity. Proper thing to do when your shower is disturbed, one commenter wrote. Waste not, want not.
Yeah.
I save a lot of money now. I save a lot of water. I conserve water.
Really?
Like, I don't ever jerk off in the shower anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're doing your part, Doug.
Yeah.
No one's going to blame global warming
on
him.
That's a lot of water, man. You know what I mean?
Gallons of shower.
I was never a big jerk. I guess when I lived, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, you're 16 or something, then you're jerking off in the shower. Because
where was your favorite place to jerk off when you were a kid, Ciro?
Right outside my neighbor's window. it was a choice. It was a choice spot. I fought one time to get the right selfie spot.
Yeah.
Right. He had to fight another dude, another boy.
Yeah, some Italian-American guy.
A guy named Tom.
Yeah.
Peeping
Sun's
together.
Right, man. Get the fuck out of the way. And so you said in the shower is your spot.
Well, that was just where I would go because it's like when you're a kid, no one would know.
You're naked.
But you're like you're naked.
You don't
want to
be sitting
right there.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting in the middle of the living room naked.
Yeah. Right.
With your dick out.
Yeah, in the middle of the TV dinner. Everyone has their TV dinner.
I always thought it was kind of weird.
It's weird. Your dick is banging against the bottom of the tray.
I remember the first time when I first started realizing it, I would go in the closet.
Oh, ooh. And Dougie still hasn't come out of that closet,
I know, I'm
ladies
still
and
in
gentlemen.
It.
He'll be.
But see, that's why. That's where I thought that shit came from, coming out of the closet. Because I thought, then I started getting nervous, like I'm gay. I'm jerking.
You were actually coming in the closet. It's
yeah,
weird.
It was all over the sheets, wow. Fucking shirts. You know, my brother go, hey, what happened to my jacket? Yeah, I don't know.
Lots of socks.
He's conserving water now to make up for all those dry cleaning bills in the past.
Your parents
had to pay.
Does that even make sense?
Did I go outside and paint this summer? What's all this stuff all over?
Yeah. What happened?
It's my sport coat, honey.
Somebody have a glue gun fight? Yeah, that's always neat. Oh, man. I got a lot of time left.
But adult jerking off in the shower, no, I was never a big fan. Because, you know, you get out, you're in place, whatever. You get a girlfriend. It's just, you're not whacking off in the shower anymore.
Nope. Well, if you have a girlfriend, you're not whacking off as much, you know.
Yeah, but you're just whacking off, you know, when she leaves, you know.
Windowsill, you know what I mean? Just.
Yeah, windowsill, that's good.
Proud of yourself.
You'd be happy to hear this. Stormy Daniels is now confirmed on the UK's Celebrity Big Brother.
Perfect.
Right?
Yeah. Perfect.
I don't know. Okay, whatever.
Just a story that's out there.
I heard that Michael Avenatti guy is going to run for something.
Yeah.
President.
Yeah, yeah, he's considering running for office in 2020.
Well, he's telegenic.
I think you're going to find out a lot about this guy, a lot of dirt. I think a lot of people don't realize he's got a lot of dirt behind him.
Does he? Well, he's a lawyer, so he's got to be a shitbag at some level, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But, you know, the good thing most lawyers know how to cover their track. They learn how to keep their shit. If they know they stepped in something, they go back and replace that divot.
You guys hear about this guy this week? There was a running for that Republican seat, and he did insider trading.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fight it. And then 2 days later, he was like, I can't actually fight this. So
yeah, you can. Now, members of the Senate and Congress can actually legally trade. Because somebody asked me, what happens? Because Congress members are allowed, if they're voting on a drug company getting a bid or something like that, that's legal for them.
Yeah,
but the problem was he shared the information with his family members.
Right, right.
That's why he got in trouble.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the compliance
officers. Well, I think he was on the board of directors of one of the companies, too.
Yeah, well, he knew what's going on. So he basically says, hey, Billy. Sure. You know, why don't you go buy that ABC stock?
Right.
You know,
hey, and he was like, won't we get in trouble? Isn't it illegal? He's like, don't think about that.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just,
I was like, whoa.
I'll fight it if it happens.
Guys, go buy that ice cream we've been talking about.
By the way, this is the kind of shit that made Trump get elected. You know, it's like the swamp, you know? It's corrupt congressmen and senators and stuff, and everyone has the inside info. It's the kind of stuff that, like, ordinary Americans fucking hate.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly what happened, because nobody trusted Hillary.
Get on it, Trump.
Hillary was the fucking epitome of that.
When is Trump going to get on top of this?
He is on top of this shit, dude.
My favorite.
You know what's going to happen? Listen, I don't care what size it goes. What's going to happen in the next 6 months, a year, year and a half, things are going to be fucking normal. Nothing's going to happen from this whole fucking thing. People are eventually going to get a little discouraged and go, all right, now, you know what I mean? More things may come out.
Yeah.
There may be some more things, and it could get crazy.
You mean the Russia thing?
No, like within our own political system, the corruptness within our own political system, those who keep jockeying to take over this country.
Well, we're going to have another election coming up here.
Well,
you guys vote. Who are you guys voting for? You voting for the governor or whatever?
Oh, by the way, I got to say this, because I guess I've tweeted about it. Jeff Green, who's a Democrat, he's running for Democratic governor of the state of Florida. And if you watch his commercials, whoever does his commercials is a complete fucking buffoon. First of all, Jeff Green is talking about the bad economy. Okay?
The economy's pretty good.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Mean, you can't it's be sitting there going, good. Listen, I busted my ass, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy, everybody in Florida is saying, everybody, all the Democratic people, like they all think they're running for president because they keep talking about Trump.
Yeah,
they're like, this guy was friends with Trump. This guy hates Trump.
They
have
no,
you know what I mean? What the fuck? Right there, that tells you if you want to be the governor of this fucking state, and you're not even going to focus on your competition, the people who the Republicans or whoever. You know what I mean? This just goes to show the ignorance of the fucking left that they think that this is what we're going to use. We're going to use this little aspect and you know. And if in 6 months, a year, when all this shit goes down, if things are good, Yo, what the fuck are you going to say?
No, fuck that guy. Don't vote for him. I'll tell you who you should vote for. You should vote for this guy, Chris King. Do you guys know who that is?
Yeah, no.
He's an entrepreneur. He's like a Harvard Business School guy. He's a software guy. And he's running for Democratic governor. I'm like, you should.
Sweet.
And he's like pro-business.
He's a black guy?
Political moderate. No, he's not black. Does that matter, Dougie?
No, there's a black guy that's very entrepreneurial that's running for the Democratic. He's way behind.
He's from Tallahassee. Money. Yeah, I know that guy too.
Yeah.
But this guy's good. I like him because I like moderate Democrats. They're like pro-business. I like those guys.
Well, let's close it off on this. Yeah, we got to go anyway.
I'm going to run for governor too. You know what my platform is?
What is
Save the manatees.
Okay.
I won. And then toxic algae. That seems to be an important Florida.
Yeah, that's
right
fucked
now.
Up.
Toxic you, algae?
Oh, there's red with these red tides and
about
these fucking
governors.
People. Yeah, that's fucked up. They got to fix that shit. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And I want to thank Ciro Dober for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Thanks
Ethan Moore.
Great to be here, Dougie, as always.
And guys, I'm going to be with Nadeem Awad tomorrow night in the Daytona area.
Ooh.
I think it's called... It's what? Called the Americans for Constitutional Rights Post One.
What is that?
It's kind of like a probably like an Elks Lodge.
Oh,
but it's in
a lot of Hillary voters. I'm guessing
complete Hillary voters.
I know. I'm nervous
just
about
from, those just from the name.
I'm nervous about bringing fucking Nadeem. He's gonna be like, "Who brought that fucking towel head here?"
Yeah, Nadeem's a good guy.
Yeah. This is in. Why the fuck doesn't it say the city here, man? Oh, not what is this called? Holly Hill, Florida.
Holly Hill.
Fuck.
It's really
man.
More of a trailer park than a city,
you,
but you know.
Yeah, I guarantee I'm not gonna. I guarantee I'm not gonna be running through a fucking cow pasture, losing Hill. My good shoes, my new my
well,
new.
Well, wait till
Congress.
You try the moonshine. You might be, Dougie. Yeah.
That may cause it. So that's and then like I said, Friday and Saturday we'll be at the Comedy Zone in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Nice.
Come out
nice.
And see four shows, 8 and 10, 8 and 10 on Friday and Saturday. How about you?
Come check me out at Ciro Comic or every Monday night Comedy Detour at The Hole in Hollandale Beach, 10 o'clock.
You got your show Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday night, this Wednesday, the 15th at 9 o'clock, we have the Butch and Femme Comedy Tour. That is going to be like a whole bunch of straight comedians in drag. It's at the Craftsman in Miami. Come check that out. You can also follow me on social media at Ethan is not funny.
There you go. Follow our show at Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com for all our archive episodes. Become a patron listener. Donate $1, $5, $10 a month. The money goes to gas money for these guys.
$1,000.
And make some donations, man. You can put if you watch the show, watch pick your fucking dollar show. Buddy.
Yeah, you cheapskates.
You fucks. Anyway, tomorrow, special time tomorrow because we're going on the road. Nadeem Awad will be here tomorrow at around 3 o'clock with Elgin David. So that's around 3 o'clock. Tune in then. If not, watch it later. Guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Tomorrow, actually, right here at the same spot. Take care.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.